Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lo Yinishmas Aaron B'Yakov Shalom, and Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings a story that the Baitusim were trying to mislead Chachamim by sending a false testimony, getting two Eidim to lie to say that they saw the moon. One of the Eidim, one of the witnesses, was Echad Mishalonu. He was a Chaver. He was somebody who stood against the Baitusim, and therefore he helped Chachamim to reveal to them that this was a trick of the Baitusim. And the way he told him that when he was testifying, he said it, he revealed the plot by saying it B'derech Remes. And the Gemara says that he says a whole story. He was going up in a place called Male Adumim, and he saw the moon sitting between two sloim, two rocks. His head is doim le'egel, to a calf. His oznov, his ears of the moon, doim le'gdi, to a goat. Karnov doim le'tzvi, his horns are similar to a deer. V'znovoi munach lo'i ben yuchosov, he has his tail between his legs. V'itzatzi bo'i, I looked at him, v'itati nofati la'choyrei, and I fell back. So, as the Meforshim, the Akedas Yitzchok, and the Maharsho point out, this is not just a story be'alma, just making up something that sounds right in order to reveal the secret, but there is a remez over here. There's a hint, and everything here is meant to be. There's a meaning for every one of the points of the Maharsho. And we'll stick over here to the Maharsho. As the Maharsho explains something that we discussed in the beginning of the Masechta. Uma soilu moini lechamo, and Am Yisrael's moini lelevana. Meaning, the Goyim have a solar calendar, and the Yidin, the Jews, have a lunar calendar. So the Male Adumim refers to Eder, refers to Esov, that they are counting based on the sun. And the Eid is saying, I was going up Male Adumim, meaning I'm going up with the connection here to Edoim, that the Baitasim were using Edoim to influence the decision of Beis Din. They were trying to stop Beis Din doing the right thing based on Levano, because the Baitasim felt that they're not really going with the Levano, and they used their Doimim, Esov, to help them with their Xeris. And the Maharsha continues to say that every part of the story refers to how difficult and how much sacrifice the Chachomim need to do in order to make sure that we have Kiddush Levana the way we have today. And the first thing that's standing between two Sloim is referring to the story of Yudah ben Baba, who is Soimich, the five Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. It says, because the Gemara brings, that the Doimim said, anybody who will be Soimich Chachomim will be killed and his entire city will be killed. So Yudah ben Baba went and stood between two Tchumim, between two mountains, not to be belong to each, any one of them, and he went and he was Soimich Chachomim. They were able to escape, but the Edoimim were able to catch Yudah ben Baba and to kill him in a very brutal way. So there was a sacrifice over here in order to make sure that the Levana is here, and that's the whole mashal. They have Male Adumim is the ones that are trying to stop Chachamim, and he's saying we're going to have to sacrifice and do everything in our power and do Mesirus Nefesh Mamish to make sure the Kiddush Levana remains. And to explain this a little bit more, I just want to add what my Rebbe or Moshe Shapir Zatzal always used to say. Because the Gemara over here is telling us, based on Rashi, that what was the reason, what was the incentive of the Baitusim to mess up the Kiddush HaChodesh? Rashi explains because the Baitasim had an agenda. The agenda was they wanted Shavuos to be on Sunday because they darshan in the Torah, Mimochras HaShabbos means the Shabbos Bereshis, that always Shavuos will be on Sunday. We darshan, no, Mechos Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos Bereshis. It means the week of the Sfira Soimer. What's the Machlekes over here? What's the discussion? So explain with Moshe that the Machlekes over here is in the essence between Chachomim and Baitasim. Chachomim believe in Tersha Baal Peh, meaning that Am Yisrael have the power to create things. Am Yisrael has the ability to make their own decisions, their own calendar. Well, the Baitasim don't believe Tersha Baal Peh. They believe only Tersha Bechtav. They believe everything comes from above. Everything comes from Shamayim, and we don't have any ability. And in that regard, they're like the Goyim, like the Edoimim, the Esav. The Esav also says that Am Yisrael doesn't have any power in the world. Kedua divrei medrash that Esav and Yaakov split the worlds. Esav took her l'mahze, and Yaakov took her l'mahbo. And when Esav and Yaakov meet, Esav has a taina to Yaakov. You don't belong to this world. You have no ownership in this world. You can't make any decisions in the world. So the tzedukim were joining the edoimim with a taina that we don't have anything of our own. And that's the machlokes. Says the tzedukim, we have Shabbos. Which Shabbos? Shabbos Bereishis. Only the Shabbos that Kishboro created. We don't create our own Shabbos, our own week. Chachamim say no. When we have the Shiva Shavuos, we're creating our own weeks, especially when we're building the Matan Torah. That's our chelik in the world. We have that. I mean, Machos Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos Bereishis. It means our Shabbos. That's the big machlekes over here. And that's why Dafka over here, the Tzdukim were joining the Edoimim. The Tzdukim and the Edoimim are going the same Mahalach. The Am Yisrael doesn't have a chelik over here in the world. It's the combination of all them together to fight what we're doing. And Am Yisrael's sacrifice is to come and bring about the koyach of Teresh Baal Peh, the koyach of the Kiddush HaChodesh that belongs to us. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.